Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from today's Holy Gospel found in Luke 10. The one who hears you hears me, and the one who rejects you rejects me, and the one who rejects me rejects him who sent me. This is God's word. One of the great themes of Luke's gospel is peace. All the gospels have their own special emphases. They all tell the same story, but all from a specific vantage point. And in Luke's gospel, his is the gospel of peace. And from Luke's gospel, we get all these great songs that sing of peace as well. And they're found in our liturgy. The first one, we don't actually sing on Sunday morning, comes from Matins. It's a song called the Benedictus, sung in the service of morning prayer. It's the song of Zechariah, when after the birth of his son John the Baptist, he sees his son and he sings that God has arrived to guide our feet into the way of peace. And then you fast forward to Luke chapter 2. And Jesus is born, and the angels appear to the shepherds in the field. And what is it they're singing? Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace among those with whom he is pleased. We sing that, of course, every Sunday in our divine service. We sang it already this morning. And then you have another one that we sing every week right after Holy Communion. We sing the song of Simeon, the old man in the temple who was promised that he would not see death until he had laid his eyes upon the Christ, the Savior of Israel. And when Mary and Joseph brought baby Jesus into the temple and Simeon held him in his arms, he sang, Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. A theme is there all throughout Luke's gospel. Jesus is the one who comes to bring peace. Now, fast forward to Luke chapter 10, where we find our gospel for today. And notice how Jesus goes about giving peace to the people of the country. He sends forward his disciples two by two to go into the towns, to go into the homes of the people, and to proclaim peace. And this text today from Luke chapter 10 is an incredible comfort to you and me. We know Jesus had come to bring peace on earth, peace, goodwill toward men, goodwill toward those with whom God is pleased. We know that Simeon was able to sing of departing in peace when he had seen Jesus. But we see from this gospel today is that peace extends to you and me here today. Because Jesus takes that peace and he connects it to the proclamation of the word. So that when these 72 disciples who go two by two into villages and homes, when they say, peace be to this house, there is peace. Real, tangible peace. And I love how Jesus describes this in the gospel for today. He says to the disciples, when you enter a house, the first thing you should say to them is, peace be to this house. And then Jesus says, and if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you. The peace that Jesus gives is this real, tangible thing that either stays in a place or comes back to the ones who spoke it. In other words, the peace that Jesus is speaking of is not just sort of a being at peace with the world and sort of being able to kick up your feet and take a load off sort of peace, right? It's the kind of peace people are trying to gain on 4th of July, right? When you get together, some family and friends, a couple beers, a couple brats, potato salad, fireworks, just take it easy, right? That's not the sort of peace that Jesus is talking about. It's not the sort of peace that you and I as sinners will try to look after, whether it be peace found in sex, peace found in money, peace found in the approval of others. Those aren't things that give peace. Those are idols that we set up for ourselves when we think that somehow a new house, a new boat, a new car, a job promotion, or some earthly thing is going to give us peace in this world. Those are the things that Jesus calls us to repent from, to turn away from. No, the peace that Jesus is talking about is the peace that extends to sinners like you and me. Peace that extends to those who are broken and beaten down by this world. Peace that extends to those who are carrying guilt and shame and weakness and vice. Peace that extends to those who have given in to temptation. Peace that flows, Isaiah says, like a river. That's the thing with a river, isn't it? It just keeps flowing on and on and on. It never really stops, but it keeps moving. And that's how Jesus would have you see the peace that he offers. It continues on and on without stop because it never fails. It never ends. It comes to you in the word that is spoken by his disciples. There were 72 of them that Jesus sent forth that day. We know that actually probably hundreds of people followed Jesus from town to town where he went. And we know that there was an inner circle of 12 who were the closest ones to him. But on this occasion, it's 72, two by two, that he sends out to proclaim peace, to speak peace. And when they speak that peace, it's really there. And that's what God's word speaks to you today. That's what I get to do as a pastor, is speak that peace to you. I get to say, peace be to this house, because Jesus has died for your sins. And that means you have real peace. Not the peace you feel with a cold one in your hand and floating down a river getting too much sun. Not the peace you feel when you have more money in the bank than usual. Not the peace you feel when all your earthly problems seem to be cast aside. The real peace that comes when Jesus has died for your sins, and you know that means he has died for you. That's the peace that Jesus is talking about in our gospel today. That is the peace he delivers through his word. In our gospel today, Jesus says, "The one who hears you hears me, and the one who rejects you rejects me, and the one who rejects me rejects him who sent me." Jesus takes this peace and he ties it up together with the speaking of his word, so that you know without a shadow of a doubt that that peace is here for you. I already mentioned the couple of times we sing it in our service. And actually, that word of peace is all over our liturgy. In fact, I'd invite you today during the rest of the liturgy to notice how many times you hear the word peace mentioned. I'll highlight it for you, okay? When the pastor consecrates the elements for Holy Communion, right? He turns around and faces the congregation, and what is it that he says? "The peace of the Lord be with you always." And in the case of Holy Communion, at least what I do is I turn around, I actually hold the bread and the cup before you. Because you know that in that meal, you have peace. Not peace that's imagined, not a peaceful feeling in your gut because you don't have any problems, but real peace that you can eat and drink. How is it that we end the service? The very last thing the pastor says to the congregation, I don't mean the announcements when I usually talk on way too long announcing a bunch of things that are in the bulletin already. I'm talking about the benediction, right? That word benediction just means blessing. And what is the blessing the pastor always gives to the congregation? The Lord bless you and keep you. Lord, make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. You see, it's not just Luke's gospel that's all about peace. Our very worship's all about peace. Sinners like you and me come from all our walks of life into the same place, all united by the same thing. Once we walk out those doors, there's a lot of differences between us. Tall people, short people, young people, old people, healthy people, sick people, rich people, poor people, and everyone in between. But in here, the great equalizer is that all of us are sinners. All of us are under the same sting and curse of death and the grave. But Jesus has come to bring peace to each and every one of us. In his blood, in his death, in his cross. That peace, as I've said several times now already, is a real thing that you take with you. That you take out those doors into the world in which you go this week. You take the peace of the Lord with you. Because this is a house of peace. Peace be to this house, is what those disciples said, and that's what I say to you. Peace be to this house. The house of sinners gathered here under the same blood of the same Lord who has died for each and every one of us to give us peace. And should at some point during the week, during the days ahead, should you find yourself even more beaten down by the world, even more in need of peace once again, you know what? It's always here for you. We read again in our Old Testament reading from Isaiah 66. Thus says the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river and the glory of the nations like an overflowing stream. Dear friends, in Jesus, there is more peace for you than you can begin to comprehend in the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has taken away your sin. He has taken away your guilt, and he gives you life. This peace that flows to you like a river gives you what Jesus calls in John chapter 4, living water. It nourishes you, it feeds you, and it stays with you. Dear friends in Jesus Christ, peace be with you. Real peace. From our real Lord, given to you this day and always. Peace be with you on this day and for all days to come, until that day when we enjoy the eternal peace that no one can ever take away in God's heavenly kingdom. Peace be to you now, always, and forevermore. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.